بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبشر الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات أن لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار كلما رزقوا منها من ثمرة رزقا قالوا هذا الذي رزقنا من قبل وأتوا به متشابها ولهم فيها أزواج مطهرة وهم فيها خالدون صدق الله العظيم.
الله سبحانه وتعالى has, with regards to the Holy Prophet, the generous Prophet, merciful Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah has mentioned about his glory and status in the Quran. With regards to his status, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said about the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah said, Mubashir wa nadhir, Mubashiran wa nadhira. He has sent him as Mubashir and Nadhir. In other words, the one who gives the good news and the one who warns, who creates awareness, fear. What does it mean to create fear? Not fear that people get scared or there's total fear and awe or a feeling of terror. No. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the generous Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his character was never like that. That when he warned with love and affection. He created the awareness with love and affection. If we see the word warner, warning, admonishment, but it depends on the individuals who are addressing the other people. For example, a mother, she scolds or reminds her children. A father scolds or reminds the children. So it's not for them to be strict or firm or give pain for pestering somebody. No, it's out of affection and love. In different ways, the parents, they remind or inform the children. So this is not scaring them. One small example here I can give is that a father, if he warns his children and gives them a warning that don't do this action, pre-warning, this is wrong. And to save them from wrong or evil, he tries his best, the father, that he should explain to them that somehow or other they should ward off from that evil, from that wrong. They shouldn't do wrong. Because if they do wrong, then obviously for the child there will be extreme loss, extreme consequences. Allah knows best what could happen. But the love and the affection and the warmth and the bond of love for the father, between the father, from the father to his children, is such a strong bond of love that he is forced to, in every way, different methods, he wants to instill that fear into the children, fear against doing wrong. So Allah Ta'ala has given that love, that bond. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about his Habib in the Quran, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. حريصٌ عليكم بالمؤمنين رؤوف رحيم. Allah says, my Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam is such. He is has so much love, affection, warmth, good feelings for his ummah, for his nation. That's one point. Rather, on top of that, with every single person, he is extremely sympathetic and compassionate. And especially, bil mu'minina ra'ufur rahim. Subhanallah. How? Allah says that, ma anittum harisun alaykum bil mu'minina raufur rahim, that he's full of concern for you. Yes, full of concern for you, and he is full of compassion and mercy towards the believers. Imagine the emotion and the feeling about the Prophet ﷺ has, that I don't want anyone from my ummah, man or woman, mu'min or mu'minat, I don't want any of them, any single one of them to go into Jahannam. I don't want any of them to attain punishment. I don't want them to have pain in the grave. I don't want them to have difficulty at the time of death. I don't want them to fall under any difficulty or distress. I give the example of the father who warns the children, his son all day and night, he's looking how they're desperate, mother, father looking out for the children, that my son, he's gone off track, my daughter's gone off track, they go mad, they go sad, they go into depression for the sake of the children, due to the children, due to the issues the children are facing, the parents, they face the stress. So Allah Ta'ala says that the Holy Prophet ﷺ is harisun. This is a ajeeb, unique word that the Prophet ﷺ, it heavily weighs upon him the thought that you might suffer in the life to come. Full of concern for you is he. Harisun alaykum. The Prophet ﷺ felt he didn't want any issue to befall his ummati. The reason that Allah Ta'ala said that his quality, Ra'ufur Rahim, the Holy Prophet ﷺ is full of compassion and mercy, Ra'ufur Rahim. Imagine. So we can measure here, we can gauge from this that the Prophet ﷺ's love and the Prophet ﷺ's fikr, his worry, his concern that he had. So that, for example, do you think he would scare people or terrorize them or give them problems or difficulties? No, of course not. Rather, Allah Ta'ala says that ittaqullah, that fear Allah and fear the fire. Not that he wanted to make us scared for the sake of it. No, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam knew about Jahannam, the conditions in Jahannam, the scenery in Jahannam, the severity of Jahannam. So his love and his affection, deep compassion, he would warn us and tell us and explain to us about hellfire. Not so that we get scared, start shaking, so that we can be saved from hell. His every effort in life was so that we could be saved from hell. So his warning us or making us afraid is not so that we can fall into distress or have a punishment or get extremely worried. No, Allah's Prophet said, save yourself in any way or form, just like the father's example I gave to the son. So this was one of the mannerisms of the Holy Prophet. Allah says, Mubashshiran wa nadhira, he came to give good news, good tidings, and warn as well. And in this ayah, Allah Ta'ala says, Subhanallah, وَبَشِّرِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أَنَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ. So the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is compassion, and he wants that every mu'min, mu'mina who follows and obeys the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he wants the goodness for them. And in this verse, And he wants that they all go into paradise. This is the good news that Allah Ta'ala is giving here. That the Prophet Muhammad SAW wants all of his ummatis to go into paradise, because paradise is such a place, such an abode. The good news Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has given about paradise in the Quran as well. Many places Allah Ta'ala has praised Jannah. Beautiful praise and definition about Jannah. Allah Kareem has given us that description. The Jannah, paradise, is such a place about which, if we hear a little bit, that no eye can see, no ears can hear, in the heart, the glory and the beauty, etc. We cannot even absorb that, contemplate that. How fantastic and brilliant a place is paradise, about which the Prophet ﷺ has given us good news. The person in paradise will be in the least or the lowest level of paradise. Let's say, for example, that he will have 1,000 palaces. In every palace, 70,000 servants. It's stated in the hadith. And further, every servant in his hand will be a glass. And that glass, wallahu alam, Allah knows best what will be in that glass, what will be in that container. And that every khadim, every one of the 70,000 servants will hold that glass or plate, and one bowl or plate or glass will not match or be similar to the other glass, the bowl or glass. Hazrat Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu states, Hazrat Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him, stated that the two palaces now, one palace from one palace to the other palace, the distance between two palaces, it will be equivalent to 1 year of a journey, and the whole path on the way will be decorated, lavish, luxury, the path, the distance between the two palaces. Amazing. And further, that whatever part he looks at, he will think that, oh, it's very close to me. And every palace inside it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept hoors, maidens for him, and decoration, and about which Allah ta'ala says that man cannot imagine about that, the reward and what Allah ta'ala will have kept aside for his servant. Every tree upon it, Allah ta'ala will have put like attire, you could say, dress. With the ushering of his finger, he will usher, he will point, and lu'lu marjan attire, the 70,000 different forms, and they will come onto his body for him to wear. In other words, this is the lowest level of paradise, the description. For him, the rewards of the preparation, this much Allah will have prepared in Jannah, paradise, for his servant, the lowest level. So imagine the highest level of Jannah. Imagine that. So Allah says here, أَنَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِ مِنْ تَحْتِ الْأَنْهَارِ. Now here, Allah Ta'ala is explaining that give glad tidings of Muhammad unto those who believe and do good works, that there are gardens underneath which rivers flow. Now the things that are being mentioned here, explained and described about paradise, all of these, all the things, mutashabihat, for example, we have apple, banana, palace, or hoor, maiden, all the things that are described, they are just examples. What the real thing will be, we cannot understand or identify. For example, if an apple is being mentioned, it's not the apple equivalent to the apple in the world, it's just an example. So our brain can little bit contemplate that there will be an apple, or a banana, or a river. Yes, but we cannot comprehend. So Allah says, "Tajri min tahtiha al-anhar." Now Allah said that gardens underneath which rivers flow. Allah has given the example, but what will those rivers be? In the hadith is stated that the rivers of paradise, subhanallah, they're not like those that have ditches or deep air and sand and silt or dirty water. There's just a name of river, but the river, the feeling, the description, the visibility, where will they come out from, where will they emanate from, where will they flow to, will be rivers of water or honey, of milk or alcohol or drinks. Wallahu alam, Allah knows best. What sorts of rivers and what water or fluid will be in them, what liquid, how it will flow, what the look of it will be, we cannot understand. Allah Ta'ala said that everything in paradise will be pure, so nothing can be impure at all, anything, not an atom's weight at all in paradise. Nothing can be impure, nothing. And then Allah Ta'ala mentions the fruits. Allahu Akbar. كُلَّمَا رُزِقُوا مِنْهَا مِنْ ثَمَرَةِ الرِّزْقًا قَالُوا. Allah says, as often as they are, there will be food of the fruit thereof, and different fruits mentioned by name, but different in taste. Looks the same maybe, and explained the same to us, but massive difference to what we're accustomed to. When the person of paradise will eat the fruit, then he'll think that I've just eaten this fruit, then the same fruit, similar shape, form, will have different taste. So different taste with the same appearance. No, so the appearance will be the same of some fruits, but the taste will be completely different, unique. Allahu Akbar. Reason, in the hadith it's stated, if we see, Imam Tirmidhi, rahmatullahi, narrated a hadith from Hazrat Abdullah bin Masood radhiyallahu anhu, that the Holy Prophet ﷺ said that the soil of paradise is pure, it is pure and fragrant, and the plain of paradise is clean, and the trees of paradise, they will do tasmeeh and takbir, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wa la akbar. These are the trees of paradise, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah. And the fruits that will grow and hang from these, so these are the trees of Jannah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wa la akbar. Stated just like these tasbihah, the recitation we do, the dhikr, and after reciting, different rewards are given to different people. So the taste of the fruit in the hereafter, that's the reason for the difference in the taste, that according to the dhikr and adhkar that we do in the world, in the dunya, whoever's dhikr is on the high grade with ikhlas, sincerity, humble, then his trees will be lofty, branches lofty, fruits more tasty. The fruits that will be attained, they will seem as if they're all the same, but the taste will be according to his amal and the thawab that he was to attain. This is the fruit. These are the fruits of Allah's dhikr. The dhikr that we do of Allah, Allah's dhikr. Then imagine, look at your sincerity and love and attention. How much we immerse ourselves and remember Allah. How do we remember Allah? How sincerely do we remember Allah? You know, we say, oh, we don't enjoy, leave it. Dhikr of Allah, don't get any enjoyment or any taste from it. This taste, the feeling, emotion that we're looking for, it converts in paradise. When you arrive to paradise, that's the fruits that you will eat, about which there will be different tastes. They'll look the same, appearance-wise, but unique tastes. Subhanallah. قَالُوا هَذَا الَّذِي رُزِقَنَا مِنْ قَبْلِ They will say that, oh, we've eaten these before. But every fruit will have a different taste, obviously due to the different amal and the rewards. There are 100 levels in Jannah. On every level, the same things may be seen, but their statuses will be higher, their detail will be higher. What does this mean? Yes, a very important point, that the amal we do here, yes, even though the rewards will be resemble the same, but if we have ikhlas, the ikhlas should be high grade. Number one, whatever deed we do in the world should be for the sake of Allah. Khalis, pure for the sake of Allah. Lillahi. Sadaqah, fasting, zakah, dhikr, recitation of Quran. Khalis, pure. The more sincerity, purity in the deeds, the more fragrant and tasty that fruit will be in paradise. Yes, so from here you're preparing for paradise. From here on planet Earth, the Quran is explaining. Then Allah says, وَلَهُمْ فِيهَا أَزْوَاجٌ مُطَهَّرَةٌ وَهُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ SubhanAllah, now Allah Ta'ala explains about, there for them are pure companions, wives, whores. And the woman, she, SubhanAllah, the same women from here on earth, they will be the heads of the whores. Yes? Your wife here in the world, they will be your wife in the hereafter, and they will be the head of the whores, in charge of the whores in the hereafter. But, unfortunately, they won't have this form. These appearances and faces and are good as well. Allah Ta'ala has made, everyone's got a good face, looks good, beautiful, elegant, good looks, mashallah, for the sake of this world. Everyone's wife, they look good, the men look good, and for the wives, the men look good, and for the men, the wives look good in the world. There's nothing wrong, no defects in this world. Everyone likes his wife, and every wife likes her husband. But, the standard of the hereafter is very unique, high grade, Jannah. It's Jannah, isn't it? Paradise. In Jannah, this beauty of the world will not remain. It won't be consistent. It won't be for the men, won't be for the women. It will not continue into thereafter. Rather, the status of paradise, the appearance of paradise, the look of paradise. So our wives, our women in this world will become the head of the women of paradise. Then imagine if one whore, normal whore, if she shows her beauty now to the world, the world will be filled with nur and light. So imagine the head of the whores in paradise. What will her beauty be? And that will be our sisters, our wives here, who are in this world, who's, for example, who may be very beautiful for you in this world, mashallah. But that beauty, shall have the husn, in the hereafter will be according to the status of paradise. You'll get, how will you get the wife in the hereafter? How will we get the companions in the hereafter? The method for this is this, that the person, the husband, her husband of that woman, she will get the same husband, for that woman in the hereafter. So this husband here for the woman, she will have the, if her first husband passed away, her second husband, she will get him in paradise. He will be the companion, the husband. But if a woman, any woman has a desire that I want this husband in the hereafter, yes, any muttaqi woman, any, for example, sahabi, she had a desire, I want this, my husband there, then she has permission, she can do dua here in the world. That Allah, in Jannah, make him my husband. For example, her husband in this world, he will be her husband there. But there, when she has the dua, then Allah Ta'ala will accept. And her husband, who is here, Allah Ta'ala will make him pleased. And this woman, she did a dua, she said, I want this. Then Allah Ta'ala will make him happy, the husband. And then her nikah will be done with who the dua she made. Could be a sahabi, could be awliya Allah, could be a kutub, whoever. But it's necessary that she has to be a muttaqi herself in the world. Obviously, if she has a good desire and try that she wants to get to the high status, then the dua will be accepted. She's muttaqi. If she's low in her practice and then she does high dua, you cannot succeed like that. The woman, the sister should try. And even for the menfolk, anyone can do dua, the woman for the husband, but her status should be good. She will have to make effort in this world. So azwajul mutahharat, Allah Ta'ala is saying, subhanAllah, it's a special word here, purity, subhanAllah. The most important thing, like for example, saliva, dirt, excrement, urine, smell, sweat, all of this will end in paradise. This will not be present. You cannot imagine that any dirt or impurity will be there. And the dirt of this world, the worst case of dirt or smell, the worst, which is a person's bad akhlaq, and especially in the hadith that, for example, in the Quran, Allah is saying about وَلَهُمْ فِيهَا أَزْوَاجٌ مُطَهَّرَةٌ. So the worst thing will be that a person has bad akhlaq in this world. So if a person, if he ends his bad conduct and manners in this world here, remember, then that woman can become the head of the hoods. If she removes backbiting, lying, anger, envy and malice against others and gossip mongering, all of these qualities, if she purifies herself from those in this world and then goes to the grave, then Allah Ta'ala will make her pure in paradise. That's why Allah is saying azwajum mutahhara. Allahu Akbar. And so much Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will make her beautiful and elegant that a person cannot imagine how much Allah will make her. And the man also, the male, he will also be beautiful, handsome. In the hadith it stated that a man will go, and there will be a marketplace in which that man will go, and he'll enter, and he doesn't want to buy or sell, he'll just go there to the marketplace, and after going he'll see that there will be different appearances, beautiful people's faces and appearances, and he'll be told, whichever appearance you want, you will take, your appearance will take that form. So he'll prefer one look, one face. When he prefers that, chooses that, Allah Ta'ala will then make his appearance and face take that form. Obviously he'll choose a select, a very handsome face. When he goes back towards his home, towards his wife, then his wife will see him, you've come back with a different appearance, so beautiful and handsome. How comes your face and handsome has become so? Your face has become so beautiful and handsome. He'll say to his wife that I went to the marketplace. Allah Ta'ala showed me different appearances and handsome faces, and Allah allowed me to choose and select. So I like this so much. Do you like my appearance? And subhanAllah, she'll say, Allah's wali, front of Allah, you're so handsome and beautiful right now. And then the Jannati will say, That for example, I didn't see your beauty so great before this. And she'll say that when you went, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from Jannah gave a special libas and nur for me, and this was sent to me. And subhanAllah, that same nur Allah ta'ala has put onto my face as well. And like then the wali will say, subhanAllah, that I've never seen a more beautiful face and elegant face. And these are words of Jannah. Imagine Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has given us the good news. So it's not that Allah Ta'ala has told us about hellfire. Yes, to make us understand and warn us. Allah says that, look at paradise. Don't you prefer paradise? That's why Allah Ta'ala has described paradise to us. What beautiful points, fruits, eating, palaces, mansions, rivers, open plains, azwaj, wives, companions, imagine, beautiful gardens, and ideal life Allah is explaining and sketching for us. Allah says, hum fiha khalidun, wa hum fiha khalidun. Allah says that forever you'll abide there, you'll have a lot there, forever and ever more you'll have that as well there. Azwaj, your companions will be forever. Everything you will have will be permanent. Never will it end. Never will it end. The life will be a life of enjoyment, luxury, happiness. Every day you will have this, all the time. If we look at the level, the lowest level inhabitant of paradise, then imagine the reward and the beautiful life of the person in the highest level, and the great and I'm the great reward Allah will give to him. The greatest reward he will attain. The highest. And what is that reward that Allah Ta'ala will give to that person in paradise at the highest level? Subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala, to the people of paradise, Allah will call them. Those in the highest levels, Allah will call them. Allah will say that your Rabb is happy with you, never will he be displeased with you. And then between the people of paradise and Allah, Allah will remove the veil. And every morning and evening, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow them to see Allah. Allah will show himself to them. This is the greatest reward of the people of paradise. Alhamdulillah. The greatest reward. So this is Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's glad tidings, good news with regards to these verses. But it stated that just like Jannah has been explained, that in Jannah and Paradise, all of these things will be in the same way. The Prophet has told us, وَبَشَّرِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. If you want to get all of these things, then this is for those people who believe. And if you like this permanent life, the good life, brilliant life of Paradise, just a little bit Allah has described to you now about Paradise, just a small snippet. We can't understand the reality of Paradise. Allah, if we want this, Allah is saying, just do one thing. Just do one thing. Allah Ta'ala says, in this world, the obstacles, the tests, the challenges, just practice, do good things. وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. And do good works, righteous deeds, good deeds. So what are عَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ? Good deeds, righteous deeds. What are they? Those deeds that will be accepted by Allah and is in the court of Allah, Allah will accept them. These are called amalu salihat, free from showing off, which have sincerity in them, which have patience and endurance included. All of the good qualities in the deeds. Those are amal that Allah will accept. They're called amalu salihat. Yes? Amalu salihat. Those deeds which have no pride, no envy, no jealousy, filled with sincerity and goodness. So these deeds, how do we create these deeds? How do we implement these deeds full of these good qualities? For this, Allah Ta'ala says that Jannah, paradise will be attained by these deeds, these righteous deeds. So how can we put these qualities into our deeds? We have to worry about this, think about this, concern. We should have fikr about this, just like we have fikr that how will my next stage be? How will I pass the test? When, for example, we talk about, let's look at the fiscal year or business, how much at the end of the year will I make profit, how many houses and how many for the children, what will we buy and what will we get and what will be this. Allah says it's temporary, this world that you plan for and think about. Allah says the permanent abode, the hereafter, hum fiha khalidun, you are going to live in that abode forever. So why don't we plan for that? And look into the minute details and action plans for the hereafter. Make deeds in which there's no pride, no showing off, with sincerity. We should have them. So how do we develop our deeds like this? How? How do we get to that stage? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran the method. وَأَتِيُوا اللَّهُ وَأَتِيُوا الرَّسُولُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. Subhanallah. My orders, instructions, and the Holy Prophet says that obey my orders via the sunnah and sharia of Rasulullah, you'll be successful. Subhanallah. So what are the deeds that are righteous deeds accepted in the court of Allah? Those deeds that are implemented in accordance with the sunnah and the sharia of the Prophet Muhammad. Full stop. That's it. That's the message Allah is giving. From beginning of the Quran, Allah is saying it clearly. That Jannah, paradise, is for those people who follow the sharia and the sunnah of my Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There should be no deed in your life against the sharia. There should be no deed. Sharia, whatever it tells you to do, implement that deed. And that's the biggest test in this world, the challenge for the human being, my friends. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given us good news. That's it. What a brilliant afterlife. That the world is temporary, it will finish, it will end, it does not carry on forever. And the real life is the hereafter, permanent, ongoing. And by doing good deeds, righteous deeds in this world, you prepare for the akhirah, the hereafter. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then He will give all these rewards we've discussed. Such a paradise with rivers flowing, azwaj, companions, and maidens, and beautiful trees, and luxury. The trees next to the palaces, mansions. That people be sat in their gardens next to each other, speaking, talking. There'll be alcohol being drank, and there'll be beautiful young servants giving the glasses, and there'll be no drunkenness in the alcohol. Nice feeling, everyone playing with each other, and you know, like friends when they sit down and have a laugh and a good time, social. That's what will happen in paradise. Beautiful social gatherings. There will be no jealousy, no animosity, no envy. Rather, everybody will have love for each other. Compassion. There will be a tree. When a person will look at that tree, you look towards it, then that tree, there will be the branches that will come from within that tree. And he'll point his finger towards the tree. 70,000 different dress attire. Lulu wal marjan. And that when he and they will become available for him to wear, and birds will come near to him, and they will become halal and cooked and roasted. And on one side, subhanAllah, there will be meat, and on the other side will be soup, and he'll eat that. And he'll invite his friends. When they finish the meal, then that bird will become alive again and fly away. SubhanAllah, this is Jannah. These are those things that we can never comprehend, never can they come into our understanding. Never. Allah Ta'ala said about this world to the angels that I'm going to make a world and human beings will live there. They'll be like this. They will say, the angels say, Allah, we can understand this. What kind of world will this be? So today when Allah is telling us about paradise, look, can anyone imagine a tree that within it from the branch will come fruits and food and birds and food and clothes, attire? Brothers, this life is for a few days. We should do good deeds, amalu salihat, righteous deeds, good actions with that. Those amal Allah Ta'ala has made fard for us, compulsory, we should live our lives like this. Just one thing a person should do. One action. Focus on one point. Allah said two things. Mubashir wa nadhir. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he gave good news, glad tidings, and nadhir, warned us. Allah has told us, look clearly, that if you don't listen to this, accept this, obey this, then that you'll have a severe consequence. The regret and remorse. Total regret. Allah's explained to you, work a little bit hard, suppress the desires, suppress the nafs, and make your life in line 100% with the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Sunnah. Okay, we're 40 years, 50 years now, 70 years old now. Today, if we are hearing these words, even today we can repent in the court of Allah and say, Allah, I repent, I regret. According to instruction, now I'm going to live my life and follow your orders and guidance, alhamdulillah. Then that person will be deserved of paradise. The lowest level of paradise, even if we get, imagine that, what that is. We've just heard today, 70,000 servants in each palace, and such a fantastic palaces, and every palace will be decorated, brilliant, lavishness, luxury that we can never imagine. This is the lowest level of paradise. So imagine the highest maqam and level of paradise, about which Allah Ta'ala's, that morning and evening, the Jannati will see Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So due to these dirty and pure things in the dunya, these low level things, desires in the world, what is the point of all of this? Tell me. Immodesty and all enjoyment in the world is temporary. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala say that today I want that my Jannati, that with music, I want them to hear the music and the singing of paradise. SubhanAllah. Imagine. So who will be called to listen to the music and the singing? That Allah will say, call Dawood alayhi salam. And he will come beneath the arsh, the throne. Allah will say, Dawood, I want that today you speak and praise me, recite hamd with your eloquent voice that you have never recited before. SubhanAllah. Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam's melodious, beautiful voice. Even the world, Allah made it beautiful. So he'll say, Allah, that my voice is not that good that I can recite in front of you. Allah will say, Dawood, That the voice I gave to you in the dunya, that was so brilliant. Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam's voice was so melodious that the birds would join in with Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam. The mountains would start doing the dhikr of Allah when Dawood alayhi salam would recite. This, when he used to recite the kitab of Allah and recite it, the whole universe, creation would be enjoying, rejoicing. Imagine his voice. He stated that your voice in the world, Allah will say, that your voice, that much, much more, many times over, more beautiful than that, I'll make your voice in paradise. So Dawood alayhi salam say, Allah, this is your order. Soon as he'll start to recite, ooh, every leaf of paradise will be rejoicing and swaying. Ooh, the inhabitants of paradise will fall unconscious when they hear his beautiful voice. Allah is listening to the hamd of Dawood alayhi salam. Me and you, if we're there, then we can think about it. Maybe you'll be there, but I'm worried about myself. Why? Because this dirty, impure dunya, listening to music, singing. Allah has given us a chance. Two things are with us. Two things, dirty, impure choices or pure choices. We leave impure things, then after a few days you'll get the pure things. Not suddenly. But suddenly, there's a little test we have to go through, challenge in the world. If you take an examination, you have to revise for that 1 year studying theory, practicals, then you revise and then you go and do the exam, you get the result. Same way in this world, we are preparing 15, 25, 30 years, 60, 70, 80 years. It's nothing. It's nothing. Suddenly a person disappears. Suddenly. So in here, during this time, we have to make a bit of effort. What great status is in the hereafter? And this majlis, can we imagine that we can attain with this gathering? We can. So we should always follow the way and the requirement and the intention of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala according to, and live our lives according to the Prophet's lifestyle, that ask a question every second, is this jaiz permissible in Sharia? That's it. No story. Shaitan will not allow us to have this standard, criteria of life. We pray according to our desire. We do what we want. Going to the masjid, has the Sharia given us ijazah to go to the masjid or not? That, for example, has Sharia given us ijazah to do this or that? Every ibadah, every worship, every action, we have to ask ourselves this question. Tell me. So this is Sharia, isn't it? That the sun sets, then you have to, for example, the Prophet says, no, at this time, that you can't pray Salah. For example, in the morning, after Fard, you can't pray any Salah until the sun rises. Makruh. Zawal time, noon, you can't pray Salah at that time. Sharia has said it's not acceptable. If we start to pray at the time the Prophet said it's not permissible or not preferable, will it be thawab or sin? Sin. Same way, those salahs we pray, ibadah, worship that Allah Ta'ala doesn't like, Allah said don't do this, then that ibadah will not remain. So the sins, Allah Ta'ala, how will He like that person's sins? How can it be? So two opposite things Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran. Allah has spoken about Jannah and Jahannam. Allah started with good news and started with warning. Then after that, Allah Ta'ala has shown us the scene of Jannah Paradise. That all of this you will get, except you'll get beautiful, pure water, beautiful and also tasty alcohol. Allah will give drinks. Yes? Imagine the plants, the vegetation, and the water that the person will drink. Imagine what it will be. We cannot. There will be no impurity, no distaste. The fountain that will, from which alcohol will gush forth, there will be the specific, special type of alcohol that will ferment or that will be given to a person to taste. And so that he realizes that this is pure from Allah Ta'ala, He's given to us with fragrance, beautiful taste. Yes, sir. It's not the alcohol like in the world, which is not tasty and smells horrible. No, it'd be fragrant, beautiful smell from the alcohol. In other words, that we cannot think, contemplate, imagine the beautiful and brilliant things and the containers from which we will drink the alcohol. Those containers we can imagine, will they be of glass or silver or what material will they be made of? Just from the name we know, we can relate to a bowl or a shape of some container, subhanAllah. But what will it be? The fountains and the drinks and the servants, the young servants, beautiful, handsome servants will present the alcohol. They'll be like diamonds, like pearls. And they'll be shining like pearls. They'll be walking around and they'll come and present to you the luxuries of paradise. Yes, there'll be beautiful fragrance of kafur in the alcohol. And everything, that it will be according to the desire of the person of Jannah. Whatever he desires, immediately will take place. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give somebody, the people of paradise, in their hands, like wands of of gold, and however they move them, whatever they require, they will attain what they need straight away. For whatever purpose they use that, like that gold wand, however they move it or beckon something or request something, that thing will come to them, what they want, that desire. So this is, brothers, a brilliant understanding we've been given. And not this, as Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu states that what will be presented, the bowl, the glass, and his wife will be with him, his wives will be with him. The wife will be with him. And they will drink the alcohol, and after he will say to his wife, that did you see? And she will say, there's a unique alcohol that you've just drank. Soon as you drank the alcohol, then in my eyes you became 70 times more handsome. Has Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu's narration, I'm telling you. And when she drinks the alcohol, the glass of alcohol, the woman, and she'll be presented a glass as well, then the husband, when he sees her, he'll be shocked, amazed that her beauty will have enhanced also 70 times over, 70 times more than what it was before she drank. So brothers, Jannah, paradise, is much to talk about, discuss and learn. So Allah Ta'ala has given us this knowledge via the Holy Prophet. If our heart it shakes due to Jahannam, but with the paradise our heart rejoices. Allah has given us both choices. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala may give us a beautiful paradise. Just a small thing to do here. Pray salah on time. Dhikr, do in abundance. And whatever explained as the hadith and Mubarak, blessed hadith, which states that all of paradise, all the fruits and brilliance will come due to Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Wa La Ilaha Illallah, Wa Akbar. This tasbihah that we recite, Alhamdulillah, this will start to become reality in Jannah, but there should be sincerity and free from sins in this world. Dhikr is a fantastic assistance, Allah's mercy on those people who love dhikr. All of Jannah will be manufactured and made of dhikr due to these kalamats. If I tell you more hadith, but there's no time. That look, la hawla wa la quwwata illa hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel, subhanallah wa bihamdihi, I've just spoken, subhanallah wa bihamdihi. What about these verses and what they become in paradise? Inshallah, we'll speak with more detail about this in the future. So have passion, desire, and yearning for dhikr, and ask for that status. Allah, give me the high status of Jannah, the morning and evening, that Allah Ta'ala, so that the veil between us, Allah, and you are removed. What a great, great feeling that will be. That majlis in which Allah Himself will allow the inhabitants of the paradise to hear the music and the melodious voice of Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam, and the whole of Jannah will be swaying, rejoicing, people falling unconscious due to the beautiful, for years they will fall unconscious due to the beautiful effect. Wa akhru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Recite Durood Sharif.
نمائن على ذكرك وشكرك وحسنك أدخلنا أدخلنا جنة اللهم أدخلنا جنة اللهم أدخلنا جنة اللهم لم نعوذ بك من النار لم نعوذ بك من النار نعوذ بك من النار صلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله